Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Arnie, and good afternoon, everybody.
And we have our medical expert, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, good afternoon also.
And if that wasn't enough, we have a repeat guest with us today, Dr. Bob Barry. Dr. Barry is Director of Scientific Affairs for Konica Nutrients. They're the company that manufactures CoQ10 and ubiquinol. And welcome once again to our show, Dr. Barry.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dr. Barry. This is Don. You know, we had a caller last week who wanted us to give our list of the 10 most significant nutrients or supplements for 2010. Now, you know, this is not something that we usually do, but one thing I do know is that if I was going to prepare a list of that type, ubiquinol or CoQ10 would certainly be on that list. Before we get into explaining the differences between ubiquinol and CoQ10, I'm going to ask you to first give us a more general response, perhaps sort of an overview of why this supplement, ubiquinol and or CoQ10, has become so important, why we talk about it so often, and why it would deserve a spot on that top 10 list.
Okay, fair enough.
You're on.
Okay. Actually, it's an essential nutrient. When it was first discovered back in the 50s, it was actually called vitamin Q. But then it was found that we actually biosynthesize coenzyme Q10 in our body. But it is an essential nutrient. It's literally in every cell in your body. It's in every mitochondria, and we have trillions and trillions of mitochondria throughout our body. And what is it essential for? It's for the production of energy in the form of ATP in those powerhouses of the cell, mitochondria, and also very important lipid-soluble antioxidant. It's the most powerful lipid-soluble antioxidant that we biosynthesize.
Okay. You know, when people talk about CoQ10, they think about heart. Why is CoQ10 associated with the heart that way?
Okay, well, sure, that makes sense. Most people may or may not know that the very first commercial application of CoQ10 in the late 60s was for congestive heart failure, as a drug for congestive heart failure in Japan. So maybe that's where it started. But in addition to that, is what I mentioned previously, it's essential for energy production. And, of course, the heart is one of the most energy-demanding organs in our body.
Okay. Now, I know Konica especially and a lot of the scientific community is excited about ubiquinol, and good reason. And I know many of our listeners are still confused a little bit about the difference between traditional CoQ10, which is called ubiquinone, and the newer form that became available a couple of years ago through Konica, ubiquinol. And so what's the difference, and why and when and how.
Okay. I'll try to start from the beginning. To begin with, ubiquinol has only been on the market and commercially available for a little over 3 years. But in saying that, ubiquinol has been known for as long as ubiquinone, conventional coenzyme Q10, has been known, was discovered in the 50s. The difference is that it's very sensitive to light and to air, but it's very reactive. It's literally coenzyme Q10, electron-rich coenzyme Q10. It has two extra electrons, so when you hear the term reduced coenzyme Q10 along with ubiquinol, it doesn't mean that it's diminished or less. That's a chemical term, just meaning that it actually has extra electrons. The reason why people may be confused is because, well, of course, CoQ10 has been around, is a top seller and has been, and has been shown to have significant health benefits in not only cardiovascular, but neurodegenerative, diabetes, et cetera, a number of different diseases, which makes sense since it's in every cell in our body, that it should play a part in overall general health. Ubiquinol being fairly new commercially, there's a limited number of studies that have been done on it, but those studies that have been done over the past decade show a dramatic difference between the two, where ubiquinol was very much expected to be a nice, maybe a bit stronger antioxidant than coenzyme Q10, which actually conventional coenzyme Q10 only becomes an oxidant once you ingest it and it's converted to ubiquinol in your body. So your body isn't, ubiquinol isn't foreign to your body at all. That's the active antioxidant form of regular conventional CoQ10 in your body. But also ubiquinol plays a very large part in terms of what I mentioned earlier, ATP production. That's what actually, it's CoQ10. A couple of electrons are added to it in what's called an electron transport chain, where electrons are just transferred through the mitochondria and ends up in the production of ATP. Without ubiquinol, that doesn't happen. And I think the difference is that what I mentioned earlier, it's actually the conversion of CoQ10 to ubiquinol in our body that makes the difference. And we see this in a number of studies that have been done on young people versus old. Young were literally a study that was done. Young was defined as 20 to 30-year-olds, and old was defined as, I think, 65 to 75. And the conversion rate of coenzyme Q10 in the plasma to ubiquinol was significantly diminished in older people, and these were healthy older people. We also see a limitation in terms of the conversion of CoQ10 to ubiquinol in people with acute and chronic diseases. It's also been directly associated with the aging process and age-related diseases. But again, let me emphasize that ubiquinol is fairly new to the market. There's a limited number of studies, thousands of studies on coenzyme Q10. There's probably hundreds of studies at this time on ubiquinol.
Okay, so just to sum up, a healthy, active person, let's say below the age of 40, they could be using coenzyme, the traditional, I'll use the word traditional, CoQ10, the ubiquinone.
Oh, sure. I mean, the best way to determine that is to take a blood sample and look at the plasma, and what they're looking at now is not only the ubiquinol level, but the ubiquinol total CoQ10 ratio. In fact, NIH is considering that as a marker for aging, and there's very few of them. But you're right. If someone's below 40 or certainly below 30, typically their conversion rate is optimal, and it's very effective. It just depends on the health state of the individual. Typically over that, though, you start seeing a diminishing in the conversion rate, and that's also, you know, the area where you start seeing age-related diseases.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The reason I bring it up is because obviously, ubiquinol is much harder to, or more, not harder, but, well, it is harder, but more expensive to make. So CoQ10 would be more, the ubiquinone would be a more cost-effective way for most people to get the CoQ10.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that makes sense. As I mentioned before, studies show that the younger you are, the more efficient is the conversion of CoQ10 to ubiquinol in physiological systems and in cell systems. As you start to age, as we all are, whether we like it or not,
for 40 and above,
you might want to consider ubiquinol.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty much the way I figured it as well. Okay, we're going to pause for a short break. When we come back, Dr. Barry's going to tell us about some nice, exciting new things that are going on in the research with ubiquinol, I believe. And then we'll open up the phones, and you guys can call in and ask ask us, Dr. Barry, some questions about Q10 and ubiquinol. Okay, this is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Dr. Bob Barry, will all be back after these messages.
Are you concerned about cholesterol levels? Jarrow Formulas has a product, Choles Optimizer, designed to help that problem. Choles Optimizer combines clinically tested levels of sesame seed lignans, tocotrienols, and artichoke extract, along with red yeast rice. How does it work? Artichoke extract inhibits the oxidation of LDL cholesterol. And sesamin, a lignin from sesame seeds, has been shown to conserve the body's supply of gamma-tocopherol and gamma-tocotrienols, as well as activate fatty acid-oxidizing enzymes for improved fat metabolism. Tocotrienols protect cardiovascular function by affecting biosynthesis of cholesterol and reducing oxidation of low-density lipoprotein. Finally, the formula is optimized with a special red yeast rice that is free of the undesirable fermentation byproduct citrullin. So, to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, try Choles Optimizer from Jarrow Formulas. All Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount price, of course.
Now, you don't find many companies that have been around for 100 years, do you? To remain in business that long must mean they're doing something right. Well, guess what? Wilner Chemists has been doing business in Manhattan since 1911. That means this is our 100th anniversary. What's the reason for our success? Well, all I know is that we try to offer a pleasant shopping experience, a wide variety of nutritional supplements, and professional guidance on how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you. And we do all this while offering some of the best discounts you'll find. And to celebrate our 100-year anniversary, we'll be giving away prizes, setting up special seminars and health fairs, and in addition to our usual sales, we'll have additional special anniversary sale discount deals throughout the year. These anniversary deals will offer products at 50% off or better. Right now, we have a long list of products at from 50 to 75% off. Be sure to check our website, www.wilner.com, for both the regular winter sale discounts as well as the special anniversary sale discounts. And if there was ever a time to be on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, this is it. You'll want to be kept informed on everything we have going on this year. Just add your name and address. It's easy. You can do it at our website, wilner.com. By phone at 800-633-1106 or in person at the store.
Now, while you're at our website, by the way, wilner.com, be sure to enter our drawing for free prizes. You can enter on the website, you can enter using the coupon in our last sale flyer, or you can fill out a coupon when you're in the store. You can also, while you're on the website, check out all the informative articles, reference material, and audio files of our previous radio shows. You can look up product prices. You can even place your orders on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com, Wilner with two L's. Even better, of course, or visit us live at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta, Georgia. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, that's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, that's right near the corner of Murray Street across from City Hall. In Atlanta, Georgia, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals, will be back in just a moment.
Clinically proven BioSil, the real scientific solution to having thicker, stronger, more healthy-looking hair permanently. Johann Briquet, MD.
Thick, strong, and shiny hair, that's exactly what BioSil has to offer. In a landmark clinical trial, women taking BioSil increased their hair thickness and hair strength by a full 13%. But what causes these dramatic effects? Cells deep in the skin producing collagen are called fibroblasts. BioSil stimulates these cells to generate more collagen. More collagen in the skin means a better blood circulation and an increased flow of essential nutrients for the hair root. After only a few months, you will notice it, your friends will too, and certainly your hairdresser.
With clinically proven BioSil, you can now have thick hair, 12.8%, strong hair, 13.1%, shiny, healthy-looking hair. To discover more about BioSil's advanced collagen generators, please visit our website at www.biosilusa.com.
When considering supplements for bone health and osteoporosis prevention, you have to keep this in mind. Bone is living tissue. Doctors Best, knowing this, developed a formula, calcium bone maker complex, that supplies key bone nutrients in their most bioactive forms. ASEAN microcrystalline hydroxyapatite complex, for example, supplies organic calcium with natural bone growth factors. Vitamin C assists bone matrix formation. Vitamin D and vitamin K are critical for matrix calcification, along with magnesium, potassium, zinc, copper, manganese, and boron. Calcium Bone Maker Complex from Doctors Best reflects the most advanced clinical understanding of bone health. Calcium Bone Maker Complex is now on sale, along with Strontium Bone Maker at Wilner Chemist at one-half price. What a deal, 50% off list. Be sure to tune in on January 30th when Dr. Paris Kidd will explain the role of Calcium Bone Maker Complex in optimal bone health.
Come to my...
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Bob Barry, scientific director of Conica Nutrients, the makers of CoQ10 and ubiquinol. Okay, let me give you guys the phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. Okay, Dr. Barry, I know you've been, we've been speaking about some of the newer things that you've, or that's been going on with ubiquinol and some of the research, so give us a heads up.
Okay, well, mainly in the areas that have, were started and pioneered by coenzyme Q10. As you mentioned before, cardiovascular disease. A couple of very dramatic studies were released about 2 or 3 years ago where a comparison was made with ubiquinol and ubiquinone, conventional CoQ10, with congestive heart failure patients. That was a case study with a small number of patients, and that's being repeated with much larger numbers in major medical centers. Also an area which was first started by conventional coenzyme Q10 is for statin users. This was a study that studies that are being done to evaluate the benefit of ubiquinol for statin-induced myalgia. Most people, at least those on statins, may be familiar with. There could be a side effect of muscle pain, muscle cramps, fatigue, and that type of thing that's associated with long-term use of certain statins. And about 2 years ago or so, from a medical school here in New York, was published a study on statin-induced myalgia with conventional coenzyme Q10. And it showed that it was relieved up to, I believe, 38%, nearly 40%, very significant. And it has a lot to do with the attrition rate that's associated with statins. So now ubiquinol is being evaluated in that category as well. Also, a number of studies are being initiated in same areas where coenzyme Q10 was shown to be effective, specifically specifically in Parkinson's disease and with Huntington's disease. I've mentioned before, I think on the show, publications that came out earlier in this decade that indicated that conventional coenzyme Q10 actually slows the progression of Parkinson's disease up to 40%, a very significant number. With Huntington's disease, I believe it was up to like 14%, still a very significant number considering there's no formal therapeutics that mitigate those diseases at this time. Other areas of interest is Down syndromes, mitochondrial disease. Also, a number have come out that have been published in areas such as dental health, periodontal disease, fatigue, and inflammation. So there's a number of things going on with ubiquinol now, but most of them have been taking on the lead of conventional coenzyme Q10 just to see if it's the same or different.
Okay. I know early on when we spoke, you and I spoke even about ubiquinol a couple of years ago. You know, you told me that you were able to get higher blood levels with ubiquinol than with the traditional CoQ10.
Right. That's what we found so far. Let me emphasize that, of course, ubiquinol has only been commercially available, although it's been known for a long time as a biochemical entity since the 50s, but it's only been available commercially for a little over 3 years. Contrast that to coenzyme Q10, which has been available commercially for at least 30, may probably go in close to 40 years, where there's thousands of publications. So there's you know, hundreds of publications on ubiquinol, so I have some catching up to do. But with that, those studies that have come out to date are typically studies that compare ubiquinol directly with conventional coenzyme Q10. And I don't know of any, at least to date, where ubiquinol has always shown to have a higher plasma level and also in cellular systems and cell-based assays to have greater absorption than conventional coenzyme Q10. But it varies. It could be a slight difference, and in some cases it's a very large difference.
Dr. Berry, you just said something that caught my attention. Very interesting. You said that a conventional CoQ10 has been around for 30, 40 years. And yet, I remember, it seems like it must have been, 12, 15 years ago, maybe a little bit less than that, when the dosage, the common dosage of CoQ10 was 10 milligrams, 30 milligrams was a high dose. So, in the last 10 years, perhaps, we're now talking about hundreds of milligrams as a common dose. What happened it's sort of a logarithmic a change in our attitude as to what the dosage is. Why is that?
I think there's two reasons for that. I think the amount of research that's been done on it over the more recent years in the past decade or so, but also very significantly is the analytical capability for being able to detect the levels of CoQ10, especially in clinical studies in the plasma levels and in tissues, which includes a ratio of ubiquinol to total CoQ10 as well as total CoQ10 itself. It's much more accurate and specific now. And it's also been shown in a number of clinical studies where they wanted to repeat studies that were done 20, 30 years ago for cardiovascular and others where they just weren't getting the same results. It was either neutral or showing no effect. But as they went up in dosage, they found there was significant difference, and then they started to see those benefits. So in some cases, for conventional CoQ10, a normal dose now is 300 or 400 milligrams. That's different with ubiquinol. Typically, and this isn't across the board, but typically you could go with about a third of the dose, certainly a half of the dose of conventional CoQ10 with ubiquinol, and get either the same or typically higher plasma levels.
Okay, good. Thank you. Yeah. I guess the price probably had a role in this, too. Back 20 years ago, 15 years ago, it was a bit more expensive. Now, perhaps the price of 100 milligrams of CoQ10 is what we used to have to charge for 30 milligrams.
Sure. That's always a consideration. Sure.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, we're going to pause for a break here. You're listening to the Wilner Window. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. We'll be right back.
The world is full of contradictions. We drive in parkways, and we park in driveways. We go upstairs to work to get down to business. Everyone's taking a multivitamin, and everyone's exhausted. But that's because your multivitamin isn't built to fight the levels of everyday fatigue. The answer? In one word, Propex. It's the power of NT Factor, the main ingredient in the nutrient compound Propex, combined with a multivitamin complex, even omega-3, proven to support your immune system and power your metabolism with the energy that no other multivitamin can provide. Just two packets a day for a few dollars a day, and in 1 week, double your energy. Hey, that actually makes sense. The results are in. It's the proven solution, the scientific solution. Propex with NT Factor. Visit Wilner Chemists or visit ntfactor.com.
Bigger and better News Talk Radio, 710 WOR.
Would you be interested in a nutritional supplement clinically shown to increase mental clarity? Who wouldn't? Country Life has a new product called Sharp Thought that has been clinically shown to support memory, support faster recall, and to increase mental clarity. Country Life's Sharp Thought contains a special conjugated complex of phosphatidylserine and DHA. This is the form of phosphatidylserine found in the brain. Incorporating the DHA into the phosphatidylserine allows the body to immediately recognize the structure and incorporate. In one study, immediate mental recall was increased 27%. Sharp Thought by Country Life. If you want to improve memory, improve recall time, and increase mental clarity, Sharp Thought from Country Life is the product for you. All Country Life products are available at Wilner Chemist's, discount priced, of course. Ask for Sharp Thought.
Now to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And we're seeing on and off delays over at the outbound George Washington Bridge. Looks like they're doing some icicle removal, so sometimes they're closing the lanes and sometimes you're getting through. As a result, though, we're seeing delays on the Cross Bronx Expressway westbound side over the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Also, lots of ramp delays from the Cross Bronx Expressway. Check that from the Deegan to the Cross Bronx Expressway. Heading into town, though, GW Bridge is looking good. Lincoln and Holland Tunnels, no delays to tell you about. Over on the western spur of the Turnpike, northbound at Interchange 16W, flipped over tractor trailer. It takes out the right lane on the exit ramp. Just to be on the safe side, take it over to the eastern spur. That'll move without too much of a hassle. And back to the five boroughs, BQE, northbound side, Gowanus Expressway to the Brooklyn Bridge. You've got company there. This report is sponsored by AutoZone. Don't let a bad battery unexpectedly leave you stranded in the cold. Get to AutoZone for a ruggedly dependable Duralast battery. It's proven tough and only at AutoZone. Alternate side of the street parking rules suspended tomorrow. Meter rules apply. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowe, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowe is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowe contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowe promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowe can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowe from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection
protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Arnie Gotomer. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell, and I'm here with our special guest, Dr. Robert Barry from Conica, the makers of Ubiquinol and CoQ10. Before we get to the telephones, I have a couple things I want to bring to your attention. Very apropos to our discussion today, I want to remind you that we have a very, very attractive sale in effect. It's part of our 100-year anniversary sale. As we told you, by the way, we have not only our regular winter sale that we always have, but we have extra special discounts in honor of our 100-year anniversary. You can see all these specials on our website or in the sale flyer that went out a couple weeks ago. What I wanted to call your attention to was, in fact, some items, CoQ10 and Ubiquinol. Now, we have CoQ10 supplements from Solgar, 100 milligram, 120 milligram, 200 milligram, and 400 milligram CoQ10 products on sale at, listen to this, 75% off list price. How did we manage that? Well, a combination, a two for one, two bottles for the price of one, and 50% discount. So that works out to a total of 75% off list. Wow, what a deal. And if that wasn't enough, we have Jarrow Formulas Ubiquinol, 100 milligram and 200 milligram, both on sale at 35% off list. Okay, so now that you know all of this information about CoQ10 and Ubiquinol, here's your chance to load up at a really great price. Now, before we get to the phones, I want to ask Dr. Barry one last question. You know, we spoke about the role of Ubiquinol and CoQ10 in heart disease. We pointed out its role for those who are taking statin drugs. We talked about Parkinson's and so forth. And you mentioned a number of times its role in the body in terms of energy production. What we really haven't discussed, and I'm wondering how much research and clinical evidence there is to support this possibility, what about those people who are just tired, who are fatigued? And I'm not talking only about people who have chronic fatigue syndrome and things of that sort, but, you know, we always get people who are calling up, I just don't have any energy, I'm tired, what can you recommend? Has there been any research? Is there any justification for the use of Ubiquinol and or CoQ10 for people who are just plain old tired or who want something to boost their energy?
The answer is yes. literally, though, fatigue is, I think, number five most common complaint among adults in the U.S. To their doctors in the doctor's offices. And it just makes sense. There aren't a lot of studies that have been done on fatigue for conventional CoQ10 or Ubiquinol, but there are some in the works. But it certainly makes sense on a metabolic level and in terms of the biochemistry of coenzyme Q10 and what we've talked about earlier in terms of energy production. It certainly makes a difference in terms of energy, what some people call the 3 o'clock episode or a 2 o'clock decline where you're ready for a nap.
Oh, yeah.
But most people indicate that taking CoQ10, but especially Ubiquinol, makes a significant difference. And it makes sense in terms of cellular energy. The difference is, though, is that this is not a stimulant. This isn't like some of the drinks, caffeine-laden drinks and others that are on the market today, which will end up in a crash. This is natural cellular energy. It doesn't come on like a stimulant, but it does stay with you.
Okay. So actually taking, for those people who kind of regularly experience that afternoon letdown, maybe taking a ubiquinol, 100 milligram ubiquinol with their lunch would go a long way towards resolving that problem.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, 3 o'clock syndrome. That's what I was trying to think of when I mentioned it. And some studies have been done when they worked with, and kids don't lie, with mitochondrial kids who take coenzyme Q10, but most of them have been switched to ubiquinol. And they typically had given it to them at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And what they found initially, and the same dose as they had with CoQ10 or half, was that they had insomnia. With ubiquinol, which they didn't have with CoQ10, but of course the health benefit was greater with ubiquinol as well. So all they did was cut back and gave it to them at breakfast and at lunch, and that got rid of that problem. And they still have the clinical benefit with it.
Excellent. Okay, let's say hello to Frank calling us from Paramus, New Jersey. Hi, Frank.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good.
Good. I am someone that has been using ubiquinol, like you said, to try to get more energy. However, I have been combining it with ester C and creatine.
Okay, good.
And I wondered, what are your thoughts on that? And I also wondered, would you always drink it with food as opposed to drinking? Sometimes I drink it by itself, like 2 hours after I eat.
Mm-hmm. The last question first, probably better to take it with the food. It's fat soluble and it tends to absorb better when you have a little fat with your ubiquinol.
Oh, okay. And what about combining it? Is there any supplement that you don't want to combine it? Like I combine it with creatine and with ester C.
That's fine. I use creatine myself, before I work out. You know, I don't use the ester C, but why not? If you want to use the ubiquinol and the creatine and the ester C, that's perfectly fine. Now, Dr. Barry, is there anything you wouldn't want to combine the ubiquinol with?
Boy, I don't think I've ever had that question before, but I really can't think of anything. And one of the hallmarks of ubiquinol and CoQ10 is a very envious safety record.
Yeah.
There's been no drug-drug interactions. Even with Coumadin, it always comes up. There was one study that showed that there was an interaction, but I think there's been something like 21 studies since then that have tried to replicate those results and have not been able to. So, so the answer is no. I can't think of anything that it shouldn't be taken.
Should you stop taking Coenzyme Q or ubiquinol if you're going to have surgery? That is, does it promote bleeding in any fashion?
I'm not. You're the physician. You should always check with the healthcare provider and certainly the surgeon beforehand. They should make the final decision. But there's no evidence for it.
Yeah, whereas I seem to have read somewhere that there's antiplatelet effects, sort of like an aspirin-like effect. Is that not so?
I haven't seen that.
Okay.
There hasn't been reports on along those lines.
Good.
Okay, Frank, anything else?
Yes, sir. How about I also heard it's good to take with omega-3s?
Yeah, omega-3 is the fish oil or the flaxseed oil type product, and, it's a fatty substance, so theoretically it should help the absorption.
Combining them would help? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you very much. You have a great show.
Thanks, Frank. Don, did you want to add something?
Well, I was just going to point out there is one common sense contraindication, which Dr. Barry mentioned a moment earlier, in that you wouldn't take it with your valerian and your other sleep inducing supplements in the evening. So, if you were looking for something to say don't take it with, it would be common sense things like that, in the sense that you're not looking to take something to give you more energy when you're at the same time looking to improve your ability to go to sleep.
Okay, good point. 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here in the studio. And that number works all the way down, it works all across the country, as a matter of fact. But this show is also being heard on WGKA down in Atlanta, Georgia. So you Atlanta, Georgia folks, you guys can call just as well. We're not prejudiced against Atlanta people, so that's fine. Give us a call as well. Okay, Barbara from Westchester, Pennsylvania, you're live on the Wilner Window. Hello, Barbara.
Thank you. I'm interested for a friend the effect of CoQ10 and ubiquinol on Parkinson's disease. And what sort of doses would you try?
Okay. Dr. Barry, what Parkinson's disease, what type of dosage is best for the people with Parkinson's, okay, as far as you know?
Okay. Well, the studies, clinical studies show that varies, and actually they use fairly high levels in the studies. There's a phase three clinical trial that's ongoing at this time. They're actually using, and this is conventional coenzyme Q10, they're using 2,400 milligrams a day. You should check with your health care provider, but that's based on the reason they used that was the study before that. The phase two, they used 1,200 milligrams a day. That was the study that showed that it shortened the progression or was able to retard the progression of the disease at 1,200 milligrams per day. But again, you should check with your healthcare provider. New studies are being done currently with ubiquinol at half of that dose, at 400 to 600 milligrams per day. But those studies have just been initiated.
Okay. Anything else, Barbara?
Is there anything else? I've scrounge around in the nutritional literature that helps Parkinson's, except glutathione, and it's very difficult to get glutathione except by injection that just makes it effective. So is there anything else besides the, that's why I'm so interested in the ubiquinol, that it's something that this person could take every day, you know, and is there anything else that you know of?
Well, the glutathione was pioneered by Dr. David Perlmutter.
That's right, Naples, Florida.
Down in, yes, Naples, Florida, and he had some dramatic videos that seemed to show that when he injected glutathione, he got some really nice results with people with Parkinson's who had extreme difficulty walking, and they were able to, you know, walk pretty straight. It was quite dramatic. It doesn't last, unfortunately, but was quite dramatic. Okay, guess what? We're going to pause again for another break. Our phone number in the studio is still 800-321-0710. That's 800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Dr. Bob Barry, and we'll all be back after these messages.
We want to welcome a new advertiser, Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Drawing on a treasure of the world's finest Indian herbs, Himalaya products are the result of advanced R&D and scientific validation. Clinically researched, Himalaya's herbal supplements are endorsed and trusted by over 250,000 health practitioners. In fact, Himalaya has an 80,000 square foot research center with its own 28-bed inpatient facility where clinical research is conducted. Still family-owned, Himalaya has been a global leader in the herbal healthcare field for 70 years. And now these formulas are available to you directly at Wilner Chemists. You will find combination products designed for your specific health needs, heart care, stress care, glucocare, and others. There are individual herbs such as Arjuna, Gugul, and garlic, all for heart health. Now you can have both proven traditional herbal support combined with the highest pharmaceutical grade quality. Himalaya Herbal Supplements, now available at Wilner Chemists.
Solgar is a name long associated with quality nutritional supplements. In conjunction with Wilner's 100-year anniversary celebration, we're offering some great discounts on the Solgar line. First, the entire line of Solgar vitamins, herbs, and protein powders is on sale at 25% off list price at Wilner Chemists. Some products, Way to Go protein powder, magnesium citrate caps, evening primrose oil, and flaxseed oil soft gels, are on sale at 40% off. And as we mentioned earlier, we have four of Solgar's CoQ10 supplements that are unbelievably priced at 75% off list price. Really, the 100 milligram, 120 milligram, 200 and 400 milligram duo packs, where you get two bottles for the price of one, are on sale
sale at 50% off. That means you get the equivalent of 75% off on these four CoQ10 items. What a deal. Solgar quality at great discount prices from Wilner Chemists.
Are you looking for fast, soothing digestive relief? Look no further than DGL Ultra Extra Strength specially processed licorice extract from the number one DGL brand available, enzymatic therapy. DGL is a natural, clinically studied formula that has been used to support healthy digestive function for over 30 years. Enzymatic therapy's unique DGL Ultra formula contains Ultra Soothe brand DGL to stimulate and accelerate the natural protective factors in the digestive tract and to relieve occasional discomfort immediately. If you've tried DGL in the past, you won't believe the amazing German chocolate flavor. The chewable form provides maximum absorption to soothe the stomach lining and digestive tract. For incredible taste and intense digestive relief, try DGL Ultra from Enzymatic Therapy. All Enzymatic Therapy products are available at the Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Bob Barry. And before we get back to the show, I want to remind you that during the Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary celebration, we have special sales with discounts of 50% or more in addition to our regular winter sale. Check our website, www.wilner.com, for the details. Enter your name for the free prize drawings as well. Okay. All right. Back to the show. Okay. Dr. Barry, you mentioned before the show we were talking that, you know, being ubiquinol is now available, they're doing some metabolic studies and mitochondrial studies, you know, just on at the cellular level to see what ubiquinol is doing and how it works as an antioxidant and everything else.
Oh, sure.
Is there can you talk about that in language that our listeners are going to understand?
Okay, I'll try. Well, actually, some of the studies, just to put it in perspective, I mentioned Bruce Ames and some of the studies that he did at Berkeley, and it was published in the late 80s, early 90s, and showed what a strong antioxidant coenzyme Q10 is, specifically ubiquinol. What they did was generate ubiquinol in the cellular system that they were using to study it with reductants. So it was reduced in situ, is what it's called. So, and there's a number of studies that have been done like that. And in that study, it was shown that ubiquinol was like the first line of defense with oxidative stress, well before vitamin E and vitamin C even kicked in. We know now, since then, that ubiquinol actually regenerates vitamin E and vitamin C, which brings me to what you mentioned in terms of some of the studies. There's a lot of studies that are being done with ubiquinol now at the clinical level and at the basic research level. And the reason for that, the best way I could put it, is a clinician came back to me at one time last year after they initiated a study with ubiquinol. And he said, "Do you realize that up until a few years ago when Konica made ubiquinol available, there wasn't enough ubiquinol to do a clinical study on two people?" because of its stability.
Yeah.
But now that it's commercially available, of course, those studies are being done. What's very interesting is on mechanism as well. There's a couple studies that came out recently on the mechanism of ubiquinol and how it actually regenerates vitamin E in our system and vitamin C. There's other studies that are being done in terms of its mechanism, literally in the electron transport chain as an essential cofactor in the production of ATP. So it's just not clinical studies that are being done. These are mechanistic studies, too, that'll help us understand how it works throughout our body.
No, that's exciting because, you know, I guess it leads to all sorts of things when you get down to the cellular mechanisms and stuff.
Oh, sure. And its availability, I mean, that's something that we, you know, haven't necessarily focused on in Konica or others. It's been the clinical studies, but a number of mechanistic studies are coming on. It's very exciting.
Nice. Okay, Jack from Middletown, Rhode Island, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Good afternoon. I'd like to know what function of the body converts coenzyme Q10, which is ubiquinone, into the more available or required ubiquinol.
Okay. Actually, it's an enzymatic conversion. If you think about it, CoQ10 is what I mentioned before, is literally in every cell in our body, so it's in different cellular compartments. And the enzymes are called oxidoreductases, and they literally help to transfer, catalyze the transfer of the two electrons onto CoQ10, making ubiquinol. So those oxidoreductases aren't all known, but a number of them are known, such as in our liver and our plasma, and also certainly those that are utilized in the electron transport chain in the mitochondria for the production of ATP. But basically, that's the way it works.
So what is the pathway of the ubiquinol that's transferred as a result of this enzyme?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
It goes into the mitochondria.
Well, it does go into mitochondria, but it's also in cellular membranes. It's also in our plasma and that type of thing. So it's actually an enzymatic catalysis that converts conventional coenzyme Q10 to ubiquinol in our body. And the important aspect of that is, in terms of the energy required to do that, it's uphill. You know, to go from ubiquinol to ubiquinone in our body, it's a downhill process in terms of energy. That's why it takes a bit more to convert it. And also, it makes it understandable why, as cells age and as we age, the efficiency of that conversion is diminished.
One other thing I'd like to bring up. Now, I don't know how reliable this was. I came across it on the Internet. But they claim that the coenzyme Q10 has properties of vitamin K. Consequently, if you were taking it with natokinase, it would be like shooting yourself in the foot in that one would cancel out the other. Would you have any comments on that?
All I would say is that structurally it's similar to vitamin K.
Yeah.
In terms of metabolism, I think there's some significant differences.
Okay, so it wouldn't really have that vitamin K effect.
No.
All right, do we answer your questions, Jack?
Yes, very adequately. Thank you.
All righty. Okay, one question, Dr. Barry. How does a CoQ10 function? I know it works to strengthen the heart muscle, but what's the mechanism involved with hypertension?
Basically, in terms of, I think that has to do with the endothelial function, the vessels and elasticity and that type of thing. And in order to keep them flexible, you know, energy is required. Oxidative stress is actually works in terms of stiffening arteries and vessels
and that type of thing.
And so as an antioxidant, a lipid-soluble antioxidant within the cellular membranes in our vessels and that type of thing, helps the fluidity of the membranes. That's my guess on it. Specifically, in terms of hypertension and historically, conventional coenzyme Q10 hasn't been shown to lower hypertension dramatically, but it helps to maintain a healthy
milieu.
Blood pressure. Right. Once it's lowered and that type of thing. It's not necessarily, wouldn't it be used therapeutically as a hypertensive.
Okay, good. And we know that the statins, because they interfere with the body's own production of CoQ10, can be problematical. Do you want to go over that a little bit again?
Okay, sure. Well, one thing, first off, is statins is obviously a blockbuster drug. You know, just millions of people take statins. I think something like 70 to 80 million people in the U.S. alone take statins. And it's used for hypercholesterolemia to reduce cholesterol levels. And it does so effectively but not selectively. And what I mean by that is the same biochemical or metabolic pathway for the synthesis of cholesterol, it's the same pathway for the synthesis of coenzyme Q10. So when you inhibit the synthesis of cholesterol, you're also necessarily and unfortunately limiting and diminishing the biosynthesis of coenzyme Q10, and that's the connection.
I was always surprised that the drug companies, you know, didn't come up with a statin CoQ10 product, but maybe that's on the drawing board. Who knows?
I believe it may be.
Yeah. Okay, now you're going to hear a little bit about being disappointed.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
Hi, this is Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Dr. Bob Barry. And I want to remind you that during the Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary celebration, we have special sales with discounts of 50% or more in addition to our regular winter sale discounts. Check our website at wilner.com for details. You can enter your name for free prize drawings as well. Okay, this is a two-hour show, and we'll be back at about 5 minutes after 3 o'clock, and we're going to be talking about CoQ10 and its effect with children. Stay tuned.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.